In the Dane County Court decision, Judge Marianne Soumy says state law does not prevent local wages higher than the state's, at least not yet, and that municipalities have broad power to enact rules benefiting the welfare of their citizens. However, the pay boost for Madison's lowest-earning workers may not last. Republican lawmakers want to ban local communities from having a minimum wage higher than the state's. Madison Mayor Dave Cheslevich hopes the so-called preemption bill won't become law.
If we go another 7 or 8 years without an increase in the minimum wage at the state or federal level, we will have lost the leverage that makes that possible. So I think it would be foolish to give away a preemption, even if we get an increase at the state level.
Republicans have delayed an increase in the state's minimum wage to $6.50 an hour, but some are willing to allow it if Governor Doyle agrees to ban local minimum wages which exceed the state's minimum. Madison's newly upheld minimum wage is $5.70. It would go to $7.75 in 3 more years. Businesses are concerned that there could eventually be a hodgepodge of different wages around the state, putting some companies at a hiring disadvantage. Ed Lump from the Wisconsin Restaurant Association says it's likely the court decision will be appealed.
If the legislature and the governor do not act, this will have to be settled in the Supreme Court.
A legislator who wants to change the law to make Madison's new local wage illegal is also working on other legislation to ease the cost to small businesses. Representative Stephen Noss plans to introduce a bill next week which would limit how often the minimum wage could be raised and exempt small companies from paying it. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.